1. What is the girl going to bring for the picnic?
What are you bringing for the picnic?
My mum bought some soft drinks for us to take, but apparently Ellie had already said that she'd bring some, so I thought about making some sandwiches instead. Or we've got loads of fruit at home. I'm sure my parents wouldn't mind if I took a few apples and bananas and so on.
I think Harry's bringing fruit.
In that case, I'll go with my other idea. We've got plenty of bread and cheese and things.
Great. Let's hope the weather's good tomorrow.
Now listen again.
What are you bringing for the picnic?
My mum bought some soft drinks for us to take, but apparently Ellie had already said that she'd bring some, so I thought about making some sandwiches instead. Or we've got loads of fruit at home. I'm sure my parents wouldn't mind if I took a few apples and bananas and so on.
I think Harry's bringing fruit.
In that case, I'll go with my other idea. We've got plenty of bread and cheese and things.
Great. Let's hope the weather's good tomorrow.
Two. Which activity did the boy enjoy most during his holiday?
So how was your holiday?
Good, thanks. I didn't think I'd enjoy the mountains as much as the sea, but I did.
I bet you missed windsurfing, didn't you? You do that every year.
I got to do some, actually, on a lake near the hotel. It's still my favourite, but cycling on the paths through the mountains was nearly as exciting.
Didn't you say you wanted to go horse riding too?
I was going to, and I'd still love to try it, but we just ran out of time.
Now listen again.
So how was your holiday?
Good, thanks. I didn't think I'd enjoy the mountains as much as the sea, but I did.
I bet you missed windsurfing, didn't you? You do that every year.
I got to do some, actually, on a lake near the hotel. It's still my favourite, but cycling on the paths through the mountains was nearly as exciting.
Didn't you say you wanted to go horse riding too?
I was going to, and I'd still love to try it, but we just ran out of time.
Three. What homework does the girl have to do tonight?
Have you got much homework?
I've got some art. I have to draw a vase or something like that, I think. It doesn't have to be handed in till Friday, so I can do it on Wednesday night. My history essay has to be in tomorrow, though, so I'd better finish that this evening. Oh, and Mr. Havelock set us some maths homework today and gave us a week to do it, so no need to do that until the weekend.
Well, good luck with it.
Thanks.
Now listen again.
Have you got much homework?
I've got some art. I have to draw a vase or something like that, I think. It doesn't have to be handed in till Friday, so I can do it on Wednesday night. My history essay has to be in tomorrow, though, so I'd better finish that this evening. Oh, and Mr. Havelock set us some maths homework today and gave us a week to do it, so no need to do that until the weekend.
Well, good luck with it.
Thanks.
Four. Where did the students go on their school trip?
That was a great school trip. There were so many different animals.
Yes, I love dinosaurs, but even I got a bit tired of looking at bones after an hour on the trip last year.
I agree. At least this time they were alive.
Yes, and it's so nice to see creatures from all over the world. I'm glad the teacher didn't decide to do what she'd originally planned and go to the farm. You see sheep and cows all the time around here.
You do.
Now listen again.
That was a great school trip. There were so many different animals.
Yes, I love dinosaurs, but even I got a bit tired of looking at bones after an hour on the trip last year.
I agree. At least this time they were alive.
Yes, and it's so nice to see creatures from all over the world. I'm glad the teacher didn't decide to do what she'd originally planned and go to the farm. You see sheep and cows all the time around here.
You do.
Five. Which present has the boy already bought?
Hi, Sarah. It's Max. I need to talk to you about Dad's birthday present. I know you said you wanted to get him some chocolates. I hope you don't mind, but I saw some boxes of the ones he really likes on special offer in that shop near the school, so I just got one. Why don't you buy him the cookery book that I was going to get him instead? It probably costs about the same, and he'll like that more than socks or whatever we usually get him.
Now listen again.
Hi, Sarah. It's Max. I need to talk to you about Dad's birthday present. I know you said you wanted to get him some chocolates. I hope you don't mind, but I saw some boxes of the ones he really likes on special offer in that shop near the school, so I just got one. Why don't you buy him the cookery book that I was going to get him instead? It probably costs about the same, and he'll like that more than socks or whatever we usually get him.
Six. Where did the boy go with his family at the weekend?
How was your weekend?
It was good, thanks. There's a fun fair on in town at the moment that my sister wanted to go to. I said I'd prefer to go to the big football match that was on at the stadium. My parents said they'd rather go to the river for a picnic instead, though. So everyone wanted to do different things. Then it started raining, so I got what I wanted in the end because the roof closes when it rains so we could avoid getting wet.
Now listen again.
How was your weekend?
It was good, thanks. There's a fun fair on in town at the moment that my sister wanted to go to. I said I'd prefer to go to the big football match that was on at the stadium. My parents said they'd rather go to the river for a picnic instead, though. So everyone wanted to do different things. Then it started raining, so I got what I wanted in the end because the roof closes when it rains so we could avoid getting wet.
Seven. How will the girl get to her friend's house?
Hi, I'm just phoning to say that I'm going to arrive at your house a bit later than I'd planned. I'd got part of the way there when I had a problem with the tire on my bike and couldn't fix it. I had to walk home with it because it's too big to take on the bus. Anyway, my dad's just got home from work and said he can give me a ride, but he has to make a phone call first. I'll be there in half an hour.
Now listen again.
Hi, I'm just phoning to say that I'm going to arrive at your house a bit later than I'd planned. I'd got part of the way there when I had a problem with the tire on my bike and couldn't fix it. I had to walk home with it because it's too big to take on the bus. Anyway, my dad's just got home from work and said he can give me a ride, but he has to make a phone call first. I'll be there in half an hour.